Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in that process, and how God is able to take your everyday life and shape you, mold you, use you, even bless you. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to see how the process of there is that Abraham type of walk, that Abraham type of faith, where God will call you and continue to call you to the place where he's transforming your life from height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith, and you allow the word of God to grow in you, and you allow that word to be that which you live by so that someone else's life can be changed. You become that salt that is necessary, that light that is necessary, and in the process you grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Please excuse my voice, but we're going to get into this word. We've been studying in the book of Proverbs, learning about wisdom, and the book of Proverbs was written so that we would learn how to be skilled and how to act in every situation. God downloaded his wisdom into Solomon, and Solomon wrote it out for us that we might know exactly how and behave in every situation, that we would have the wisdom to avoid traps of the enemy or traps of lies or traps of decisions, but also how to solve problems, how to handle situations, and how to know exactly what the word says about certain things. So we're going back to the book of Proverbs, and we're going to talk about different proverb topics that we see in the book of Proverbs, and we're just going to hit on a lot of these different things through the next few weeks so that we'll be able to even get more wisdom. The first thing we want to talk about is abomination, because we understand that Proverbs basically are parables of grace. They're parables of grace. Proverbs basically show us the importance of God's grace. Grace is God's working supernatural power that allows us to walk in his authority, his power in different situations. The purpose of the Proverbs is basically to eliminate the misery of our lives by making us aware, more aware of God's supernatural access in us, supernatural power in us, supernatural ability in us that he's given to us in grace. So we don't, where we were stumbling, where we were messing up, where we were falling short, now we have the grace through the parable of a Proverbs to get wisdom and understanding and now walk and live these things out without the same struggle, the same failure, the same misery. God is allowing us his word to teach us how to live, how to break habits or mindsets that we've had for years, how to teach us how to walk in a way that is righteous and how to produce righteousness. So we are going to the book of, looking at the book of Proverbs, looking at different scriptures that talk about abomination. And abomination is something that is unlawful. Things that go against the word of God, things or people that go against the will of God, it's anything that God himself detests, doesn't like. There are things that God just does not like, and he talks about it in different throughout the book of Proverbs in different situations, things that he says, this is not fitting, this is not suitable, this is not lawful, this is not my will. These are the things that I do not want to see in the lives of my children. So in the book of Proverbs, we see that. So we're going to look at Proverbs, the 6th chapter, verses 16 through 19. Now, you have to understand that God, the things that God does not like, one of the things that he doesn't like is people who profess to know the Lord but deny him in their works or their lifestyle. Their lifestyle produces something other than the love of Christ, the victory of Christ, the salvation of Christ, the fruit of Christ. And this is something that God, basically, that is an abomination. People who say that they know him, but their life, the works of their life, the way that they live is totally opposite of what they say they have faith in. Idolatry is another thing that God is an abomination to God. The Antichrist, the image of the Antichrist, people who who move in the Antichrist atmosphere is an abomination to the Lord. But Proverbs 6:16-19 says, these six things doeth the Lord hate, yea, save seven are even an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that run swiftly to mischief, false witnesses that speak lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. This is things that God does not like, and these are things that we have to work on, because we can make excuses why we would do these things. But God is saying, these are the things that I don't want to see in your life. These are the things that are abomination. So we want to have the wisdom and use the word so that we don't allow ourselves to fall into these traps. The Bible lets us understand when we read this that God hates these things, a proud look, eyes that are arrogant, basically, eyes that are prideful within themselves. The Satan himself was very prideful and haughty, and this is why the fall came, because he esteemed himself higher than what he should. He had pride and a look of arrogance that was not good. We are supposed to, the Bible says that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, and that we're supposed to have, there's a sense of pride that we're supposed to have in the fact that God made us and we're something special, but it's not supposed to go to the place of arrogance and looking down at other people and thinking that you're more higher than what you are. Those are the things that bring a fall in your life, and God does not want that, so he doesn't want that to be in our life. A lying tongue, a tongue that always tells lies. We are to walk in the truth of God. We know we are to walk in the truth of God, for our God is truth, his word is truth, and we're supposed to walk and be holy as he is. So telling little white lies or telling little fibs is not what we do, and we have to make sure that we tell the truth and live the truth, and we have to keep ourselves accountable to that truth. Or having a problem with that, then we need to get someone to keep us accountable to the truth. Keep us accountable to what we know to be the truth. The next thing is hands that shed innocent blood. These are hands that murder the innocent. And we can look and see that over in society and even in other countries, innocent people are being slaughtered, killed for no reason at all, or for selfish reasons, or for political reasons. And there's no value in life when you don't understand that life is a gift from God, and that the Lord is saying that I put purpose in that life. I put talents and gifts in that life. I've made an investment in that life. You may not understand it, but that life has value to me, and there's an intent that I have for that life, and I want to see that intent fulfilled. So when we cut short that life, we're not just cutting short the life of that person, to that person's family. We're cutting off the intent of God, the talent of God, the ability of God, or what God wants to see in the earth through them. The reason why God doesn't like it, and it's murder. So we don't want to be involved in anything like that. We don't want to be a part of anything like that. We want to be associated with anything like that, and we want to pray against anything like that. The next thing that the Lord says that is an abomination to him is a heart that devises wicked plans, a heart that basically hatches evil plots. And we see people do this in corporate. We see this people do this in politics. We see people do this in everyday life. And God is saying, your life is not a soap opera. You do not live your life according to the stories that you see on the TV, the plots that you see them do, and how they conduct their lives. Our lives are to be conducted and live in a way that satisfies God and is the righteousness of God and is a blessing to God and those around us. We are not to hatch out plots to get our way, hatch out plots to manipulate and to allow what we want to be done or to twist things. That's not who we are. We are supposed to live a life that honors God, knowing that everything in our life works for good, that when we pray, God hears us, and we pray the prayers of the righteous that avail, that go in the spirit and do more than a hatch plan that will cause God to be angry with you and God to deal with you, but also for it to backfire, and that would be the pit that you fall into, the trap that you fall into. You cannot set a snare for someone and believe that you are not going to get that same reward of what you planted back in your life. So we are to live according to the word and the will of God. The next thing God hates is feet that are swift to run to evil, feet that race to wicked, to a wicked trap. And then we see all the time how people use this same path in their lives to do different things, to gain money, gain fame, gain pleasure, gain prosperity, gain a seat or a position. And God is telling us this is not the way that we live. If God is for us, if God is with us, if God has assigned his blessings on us, then we don't have to pick up and practice wicked ways to make it succeed in life. Our gifts make room for us. Our talents will lead us before great men. God will cause us to be that which other people will look and see an example because we do it the godly way. We don't have to worry about what the wicked do, because everything that they do or try to do against us, that weapon that is formed, it will not prosper. It may look like they're prospering, but they will not. And the Bible lets us know, and we'll talk about it in the book of Proverbs, for us not even to be envious of those who look like they're prospering in wickedness. We're not even supposed to envy them. We're not even supposed to even have an eye that says, I want that, because how they got it and how they gained it is not righteous. And only the righteousness of God is what we want to be seen and evident. We don't want the accuser of the brethren, which is the enemy himself, to come back and say they did it wrong. And we open up a door that's not perfect will, but permissive will in our lives to allow the enemy to walk in and out of our lives and steal from us because we did not do it righteously. We did it in our own flesh, our own way, which may be an abomination to God because it was not done the way that he said we should do it. So we want to make sure that what we do, how we live, how we conduct our lives in corporate, in decision-making, in money, in planning, in investment, whatever we do in life, we want it to look like God. We want it to be righteous. Thing is, a false witness who speaks lies, a mouth basically that lies under oath, and whether that is in a courtroom, in a business meeting, at a town hall, at a school, in church, whatever it is that you are saying something that is not righteous, is not right, and you're making people believe something or follow something or understand something that is not true. And God does not want us to use our influence wrongly, because the book of Luke says that if we use our influence wrongly, we will be beat with many stripes. And that means that God is going to punish us. And I believe that punishment is here on the earth and when we get to heaven, especially if we've allowed someone to be swayed to the wrong thing, to believe the wrong thing, and they go the wrong direction out of our words, and it costs them greatly their purpose. It might be something that leads them in a road or a direction that costs them their lives. That's blood on our hands. And we don't want that. So everything that we do, we want it to be righteous. I don't care how badly we want to win something or win over someone or to show someone that they're wrong. We must do it righteously. We must live righteously. We must act righteously so that we can honor God. And the last thing is someone who sows discord among the brethren, basically a troublemaker. A troublemaker. God loves peace, and when you break peace and you cause disunity, then the Lord himself is not pleased. And we don't want to be those who are troublemakers, gossipers, talebearers, stirrer up of trouble. We want to be those who live in truth. And because the Bible lets us know we're supposed to think on these things that are pure, that are holy, that are lovely. And even when we see our brothers and sisters in fault, we're to cover them, we're to pray for them and consider ourselves. So we want to make sure that the life that we live glorifies God and gives him praise, honor, and glory. We'll be back tomorrow, and we're going to talk a little bit more. Hopefully my voice will be stronger by then. We'll talk a little bit more about abominations, and we're going to talk great things about love, finances, marriages, and all these other things, different topics in the Bible. But have a blessed, wonderful day, and we'll be back tomorrow. God bless you.